South Koreans on Tuesday elected Democratic Party DP candidate Lee Jae-myung as the country's new president for a five-year term, in a crucial vote triggered by an abortive attempt by his predecessor Yoon Suk-yeol to invoke martial law last December. Lee, 61, secured more than 49% of the vote to become South Korea's 14th president, according to the Yonhap News, citing the election authority. He had, until recently, faced legal and political challenges on his path to the presidency. The provisional voter turnout, including early and overseas ballots, stood at 79.4%, the highest in 28 years, according to the Korea Jungang Daily. The last presidential election in 2022 saw a turnout of 77.1%. After vote counting was finished, Lee's vote stood at 49.42%. Official confirmation is expected early Wednesday. Lee defeated Kim Moon-soo of the ruling People Power Party. The constitutional crisis triggered after the December 3 Army Rule Declaration reversed fortunes for Lee, as he appeared to be a leading figure to oppose the short-lived martial law, which subsequently led to Yoon's impeachment and removal by the country's constitutional court. Among the legal obstacles, which still cast a long shadow over his political future, include allegations of corruption, abuse of power, and making false statements. The newly elected president is also facing a retrial for making false statement during his 2022 presidential campaign. A human rights lawyer turned politician, he was acquitted in the case this March by an appellate court, clearing the way for his presidential run. However, the country's Supreme Court, a few weeks before the Tuesday vote, overturned the acquittal and sent back the case to the High Court for a retrial. Factory worker and human rights defender. Born in 1963 in a mountain village in Andong, North Gyeongsang Province, the former DP leader worked at a factory in Songnam after elementary school to support his family. At the age of 13, Lee suffered a permanent injury to his arm after his wrist was crushed by a press machine in the factory he was working at. The fifth of five sons and two daughters, Lee passed exams for high school and university in 1978 and 1980, respectively. He studied law at Chung-ang University with a full scholarship and passed bar exam in 1986. Lee married his wife Kim Hee-kung in 1992 and has two children with her. He worked as a human rights lawyer for almost two decades before entering politics in 2005. Forays into politics and a survivor. Lee joined the social liberal Yuri Party, a predecessor of the DP, and the ruling party at the time. He served as mayor of the city of Songnam, Gyeonggi Province between 2010 and 2018, and the provincial governor from 2018 to 2021. Later, he was elected as a member of the National Assembly from the city of Incheon in June 2022. Lee first tried to contest the presidential election as a DP candidate in 2017, but lost the primary to the former President Moon Jae-in.